Everybody. We have someone new here. Wait, who is this? Ellie Geyer?
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I don't think we ever met.
We didn't ever met, so that meant so much better. Because if I don't met, I don't have to feel bad. I don't remember you. There's so many people I met and I forget, because I have such a bad memory for people. You know, that I don't remember names well. Everyone knows that's my chisaron, is I'm a very bad name person.
Chaim is.
I go through all of my kids. I got to remember. I have to start. Oh, you're Avram, and then usually on the seventh, which, you know, I go through all eight names and get to. But okay. Anyway, but that's the way it is. Okay, I think we should learn something, because after all this going crazy, we might as well actually learn. Unless we have something else to do. Benjamin Steiner, how are you doing in Phoenix?
Baruch Hashem.
No snow on the ground.
No snow on the ground. There's a guy who moved here. There's a guy who moved last summer from Boston. The guy moved here last summer from Boston. He posted a picture of the map from Massachusetts on Friday. He called it Arizona Appreciation Day, because in Massachusetts, there's 24 inches of snow everywhere in the States. So now he's happy he lives in Arizona, because he doesn't have to deal with the snow.
Okay. We don't have snow in Miami either, but it was very cold last. We had a cold spell. I know, very cold. But did your wife complain, Sandy?
Today's better.
Okay. You know, most houses here don't even come with heat. So, I don't know. My house is freezing. It's a very poor insulation, and it doesn't really have good heat. Okay. Hello, Avram. We see also another new face. Okay. So we're starting a new sugya. So we're supposed to just do on Yunam and Day.
Can we just tilt it a little bit so we can see Rebbe? It's easier if we can see Rebbe.
Sorry. I don't have a table.
It's okay. That's good. Perfect.
On my one hand. And the Gemara on the other hand. Okay.
Just interrupt for 1 second. Chaim, is someone trying to get in?
I don't see them.
Because okay, Rabbi Meltzer just...
I know, I saw.
Okay.
I haven't seen him.
Okay. Let's try. I'm sorry. We're not the best situation here. So we're starting this new Gemara about Chatzer. So really the sugya is about Shneich Dvar Aveira, which is a very, very interesting sugya. One of the reasons why it's an interesting sugya is it actually makes sense. Sugyas that make sense are so much easier than sugyas that don't make sense. But before Shneich Dvar Aveira, we have an introduction of Chatzer, Mishum Yad, and Shlichus, which is a sugya that probably doesn't make sense. So let's try and read it, and we'll get stuck on there for a little bit, and then we'll continue. So let's start. So we're in the middle of Yonam Abayis. V'omer Reish Lokish Mishum Abba Kalim Bardala. That Ketana Eino Chatzer, Eino Arba Amis. That Ketana does not have Chatzer, and it doesn't have Dalet Amis. So Pashup Shata means that Chatzer is Daraisa, Dalet Amis is Darabanan. Pashup Shata is Dalet Amis is the Darabanan Takana up to Chatzer. And they gave it the Pashup Shata, not necessarily the only pshat, but the Pashup Shata is that they gave it the format of Chatzer. So Dada doesn't have Chatzer, and Memeda doesn't have Arba Amis.
Maybe she doesn't have Dalet Amis because she's not a regular. We measure like Erev and Shabbos Dalet Amis by a regular Adam. So an Adam, we give him Dalet Amis because the person has their Dalet Amis. The Ketana or Katan is physically. We can't say a baby has Dalet Amis because that's not a regular. That's not how the Yishtel Avek the Dalet Amis. It's just kind of physical. It's a physical problem.
I don't. Can you say that again?
Maybe it's just a physical problem that we don't have the Dalet Amis. Like a baby, we wouldn't say a baby has kind of Dalet Amis on Shabbos. Dalet Amis goes by a human adult male is how we measured Dalaramas, a physical thing.
Okay, but it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. It sounds like from the Gemara that it's because it doesn't have chutzner.
There's chutzner, no kinyan for a katzan. A katzan can't kone anything, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound. And it sounds like it's because katana ain't a chutzner, ain't an arba amas. So pashup shot. It's not two things. Pashup shot. One of the two solve the other. That Dawud Amis, according to most people, is the Sura Satakana is Dao is Chatzer. So if there's no Chatzer, there's no Dawud Amis. That would be the simple shot, I think.
Yep.
Not because of the fact that Chatzan by itself, a Chatzan can't by him or herself do a Kinyan?
Well, we're talking about a Katana, not a Chatzan. We'll see.
A katana has to be able to be corner her get, right? That's really what this is about. So that's definitely on the table. Like,
right. So katana has to have been. So katana,
that's where this whole thing comes from.
Katana ain't a chatzer. Im zarek la baila get, uto chatzera, lo konsa lo chatzera discourage bo. In other words, by a gedaina, if you throw a get into the chatzer, it works. But by a katana, it doesn't work.
What does
Chatzera
mean?
Chatzera, her own Chatzer.
The Katana?
She owns it.
How does the Katana own a Chatzer?
She yarshined it from her father. No, she can own a Chatzer.
Aren't Katanim Konim? I mean, you're not allowed to give a lulav to a little kid, you know, on the first day before you use it because he's Kaina, but he can't be Makna.
Yeah, okay, whatever it is. If Katana can have a Chatzer. But however she got a chutzner, she was kinded or she yarshined it.
So
she has a chutzner, and now the get fell into her chutzner. So the din is normally chatzer shawadam is kind of, and it's a maisa gershon. Comes along here and it says that she's not divorced. The kain now the concept of chatzer is garish bo, because by Pashup Shad is that by get, you need a Maisik, you need a Kinyan. Right? It's not so simple because some people say that get doesn't need a Kinyan by the lady. Isn't that the excise? There's somebody says that the reason why Gito Viado born Ki'echad, because you just need a Mais and a Sina, you don't really need a Kinyan. But Rashi,
but it has to have at least a tzur b'kinyan, though, no?
What?
Even, but it still has to have the tzur b'kinyan.
I don't know.
Wouldn't that mess up the Gemara? The Gemara is trying to say yafina metzia miget. So, like, if you say gets b'chal not a kinyan, that's going to kill the Gemara, no?
Yeah, I know. It's not going to be. It doesn't sound that way. But I think someone says that. No, isn't there such excise? I don't remember my b'kias. That the excise says that the get doesn't need a real, it's not a real din kinyan, it's just an ice and a sina. I think that's why he says that Gita Viado works by get and wouldn't work by matana. If you put a star,
so he holds it's not a kinyan bechal, but he holds that the starting point is that you needed the trigger is that it's an asina liyado, but that's going to end up like getting you to a kinyan once that's the case.
Yeah, but I think my recollection and excise was that the kinyan is not a ma'akev of the gershon. The Kinyan is only the Torah is makna her the get because it's good for her to have the get. But first comes the Gershon and then comes the Kinyan. I think that's what the Ksais learned. That the Kinyan, as most people learn, that the Kinyan makes the Gershon. So the Kinyan precedes the Gershon. And the Ksais says that the Kinyan comes after the Gershon. That's why he said that by Matana, if you wrote a star matana and you put it in the chatzer, you want to use gito the other bond ke'echad. So there, the kinyan is what makes the chalais, the kinyan of the star is what makes the chalais kinyan on the sada. So that would be circular. Well, by get, it's the mice and the sina that makes the chalais gershon, not the kinyan. So it's not circular. But this Gemara definitely does not sound like it. And Rashi doesn't sound like it. Because Rashi says, "Lo konso lo chasera lis garish bo," right? Konso bo lis garish. So the words of Rashi is mashma But you need the kinyan to make the gershon. No? Konsibol chatzera liz garish. The kinyan makes the gershon, not the gershon makes the kinyan. Okay, but I don't think now's the time to go off on that site, but that's okay. No, konsibol chatzera garish. Well, the kain and moiso medib b'shus harabim. So also she's not divorced. That's Pashas, that's Midrabanan. Or because of Hefker, Bez and Hefker, however it works, that's a big tumult, how it can work. But because Arba Amis is only a Kenyan Dirabanan. But it's so Rashi says both of them Iktana doesn't have. Right, he doesn't have ein lo chatzer, and doesn't have a Dawud Amis. Okay, if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananu, as long as we're just a look, Rabbeinu Chananu, it's a little funny Rabbeinu Chananu.
Why is Mamela, Rebbe? It's Mamela. Let's is it shayach that she could have Dawud Amis without the chatzer?
Anything shayach, but it's not so mistabra. If the surah of the Takana, according to most people, the Rajba says it's beferish. Not everyone, not necessarily everyone agrees, but the Rajba says that the surah of the Takana of Dawud Amis is they made it into your chatzer. So if chatzer doesn't work, then Dawud Amis isn't going. Then Dawud Amis won't work. If you say Dawud Amis is a different Kenyan, it's not a Kenyan chatzer. So then. I think by get, everyone agrees that in order to get to work, it has to be a Kenyan chatzer. Because if you make a Kenyan, let's say, even I think it's right, because there's a machlokes rishonim pashtus, whether Dawud Amis is a Kenyan chatzer, you know, in Mitzia, is it a Kenyan chatzer or is a new Kenyan? But by Gershon, let's say, you were kind of get with a Kenyan chalipa. So Pashup Shah, she's not in divorce because the Torah says Vinos on the yada. So at least the Pashta says, I think it's there's a machlekas, it sounds like a machlekas Rashi and Taisis. But the Pashta says Taisis bombs out Rashi somewhere, which Rashi seemed to say otherwise. I don't remember what Mesechta that was, I'm sorry. But Taisis says for sure that if you're kind of Kenyan of a get without a mice in the Sina, without the Vinasa Biyada, she's not divorced. You know, you can't have a Kenyan Chalipin to make Gershon. You can't make, so if Chatzar, if Dawud Amis, even if they're misaking Dawud Amis as a new Kenyan, it wouldn't work for Gershon. So in order for Dawud Amis to work for Gershon, it has to be that Dawud Amis by Gershon is a Kenyan Chatzar. It could be it's either there's a machlokes how the rabbanan can do that. Either it's afkin rabbanan kedusha minei, or someone says it's hefker bezin hefker that they made the Dawud Amis hefker bezin, they gave it to her, so now it becomes her chatzer. Right, that's the mashayin and the rishayim.
Rebbe saying we're trying to get back to yad. I'm sorry, the chatzer is getting back to yad. In other words, ultimately you have to get back to everything is yad.
I don't know yad. It has to get back to there's a. Gershon works with a chatzer. If you have her chatzer, you can divorce her midiraisa. However that works, that's close to something like, yeah, I don't know. We learn it from a pasuk or something that you can be garish alisha either by giving it to her yad or her chatzer. We don't know yet, chatzer misham yad, shlichus, but it's considered like you're giving it to her when you give it to her chatzer. It's just like when you give it to her shliach, it's like you gave it to her. But it's not stam the kinyan. Kinyan wouldn't be good enough because if you give the lady a kinyan in the get, if you give a kinyan chalipin, if you give a kinyan kesef, if you all kesef is kinda, if she's kinda the she gives money, you know, whatever it is, you, that wouldn't make gershon. So obviously, when Dawud Amis is kinda by gershon, it has to be working as kinyan chotzer. It's stopped confusing because the Kenyan Dawud Amis by Gershon is different than the Kenyan Dawud Amis by Mitzia. Because we just did in the last Gemara that Dao and Amis and Mitzia doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim, according to Rav Sheshes, right? Because you can't have a Dao and Amis. And Get, Dao and Amis does work in Rishus HaRabim. So the whole Dao and Amis by Get is not exactly a follow of the Dao and Amis by Mitzia. It's like a brand new Takana, according to almost everybody, because it works in Rishus HaRabim. And Dao and Amos and Mitzia doesn't work in Rishus HaRabim, right? Rashi says the Farish here that it would work in Rishus HaRabim. The Gainim Hoysa Omedes Rishus HaRabim, the Zarku La Get. So Dao and Amos works in Rishus HaRabim, even though we just had the last Gemara, Rav Papa, they're not Rav, I quote the wrong name.
Rav Sheshes.
Rav Sheshes. So where was it?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Even according to Rav Sheshes?
Yes. Yes, yeah, there's Rav Sheshes. There's Rav Sheshes only talking about by Mamet. Ki tiknu Ravon of the Simta, they'll tiknu Rabbanan, but that's only by money. But by Get, the Rabbanan and Misakin, even Rav Sheshes are Rabbim. So Get.
In the rush, did we say in the rush that was because of Iguna?
Guna, right, but I'm saying, but it's not the exact same takana of Dao and Amos. It's a Nishumi Guna, they made a bigger takana. They didn't, it's an extension of the takana. But the Chaira, Pashim Shad, it works midin the, it's a Drabbanan form of Kinyan Chatzar. It wouldn't be a Drabbanan form of Kinyan Chatzar. I'm saying you can't be divorced, because if it's just a Kinyan the Alma, Pashim Shad, Kinyani the Alma don't make Gershon. If Chalipin, you can't be Megarish and Isha, the man's makna the lady to get with Chalipin, she's not divorced. I'm pretty sure. That's definitely the Pashas. I think there's a Rashi somewhere that seems to say otherwise, and Tysus screams at him. But the definitely the Pashas in the Sugya is that you can't be kind of Gershon has to be a nasan biyada, not kinyan. So you have to say that and chatzer is a drasha, nasan biyada or chatzera. Whether how that. So the Dao and Amis is a din chatzer. So it's very good. Since Rav Yochanan says that a katana doesn't have a chatzer, so if she doesn't have a chatzer, so likewise it doesn't have a kinyan, a Dao and Amis. That's very mistavra. Okay, let's continue here. That's Reish Lakish. I'm sorry, I misquoted. Reish Lakish from Abba Kohen Bardila. Tana Eino Chatzer, Vena Arba Amis. Rav Yechon Amishum, Rav Yanai Omar, Yesh Lo Chatzer, Vesha Arba Amis. That she has both. Again, we're not Mechadic. Oh. So now comes the Gemara. But my pligi, what's the Machlekes? Mar Sabar Chatzer Mishum Yadis Raboy. In other words, they're not arguing the Dao and Amis. They're arguing by Chatzer, and Memele it affects Dao and Amis. So Mar Sabar Chatzer Mishum Yadis Raboy. Kehechad Isla Yad, Chatzer Nami Islay. Umar Sabar Chat Mishum Shlichas Raboy. Kehechad Shlichas Lesla, Chatzer Nami Lesla. Okay. So this is a very, very cryptic Gemara. I did this in share quickly. I didn't have too much share today. But I told the guys, this is a not Chafetz Chaim Gemara. Because Chafetz Chaim, in the way we learn is we question the Lashon, we ask Kashas. This is a Rav Plashinsky Gemara. This is, you know, what in the world is a Svara? Like, there's, you could say Chatzer. We have a Chatzer works. I think it's a Drasha. The Chatzer works. Now we have a machlokes. Is it yad or is it shliach? Like, why in the world does each one say? Well, first, I don't know what yad is, and I don't know what shliach is.
Is it
true
that everyone agrees that she doesn't have a shliach?
What? Tana does not have a shliach. Yeah, a minor cannot have a shliach, and in Kol HaTorah Kula, minors can't have shlichas. So there are rules of shlichas. Ish v'lo katan, it's a miyat by shlichas. Man, lady, so, and also katan is ain't shlichas v'aravera. So if you're working with shlichas, that's what the Gemara is going to bring in here. If you're working with shlichus, so you're limited by the rules of hilchos shlichus. And the miyutim of shlichus is that there's no shlichus by a katana, by katan. So if the katana, but if you're working within yad, so then there's no limits. A katana has a yad. If you put the get into her yad, she's divorced. So there's a very, it's like just a strange machlokes. It doesn't tell you on what the basis is.
Do we talk on why it switches around the order of the Mar Sover? The Mar Sover is in a different order from the way the Gemara brought it down, because the second Mar Sover is really Rish Lakish. Does that make sense? Okay.
I don't know. I am not familiar that you can hack on such a thing. So.
Isn't chutzner a bit of a bizarre type of kinyan? It's like it's a rock. It's like a maista. I mean,
I can't hear you.
Isn't chutzner a bit of a bizarre type of kinyan? It's not like a maista kinyan. It's a rock, and you're saying, well, put it on the rock, and it's kona magically. So you have to have some kind of something to explain chutzner, what's going to make it. It's like something has to have some basis to do a kinyan, right? So if you, at least yad, like, all right, now it's like an extension of you.
Or yeah, yad makes sense. I agree with you.
Shliach.
But it's chutzner to say yad, because you don't have, the chutzner doesn't have his own das. Chutzner is not a pashim pshat is shliach. You know, a pashim pshat is shliach. The usual pshat and shlichus. I mean, there's this famous chakira. There's this machlekes in Gittin. If a person makes a shliach to divorce his wife, and then he becomes a shaita. So the halacha is, the shliach is not allowed to divorce his wife. So there's a machlekes rishonim, the Rambam and the Tur, whether that's deraisa or drabbanan. I forgot who holds what, I'm sorry. Whether is it a psul deraisa or psul drabbanan. So the, at least the yeshiva shereit, I'm pretty sure that in the Bier B'Yudim, I was trying to say a different shot, but the yeshiva shereit that everybody says is they're arguing in the chakira, what pshat and shliach is. Is pshat and shliach that when you make a shliach, you're just giving yourself an extra pair of hands. The shliach becomes you. The shliach becomes you, that you now have four hands. So really, when the shliach receives the get, it's like you received the get. The shliach gave the get. It's like you gave the get because you have four hands. But you, the man, are making the gershon. That's probably the pashup shot. According to that, if the man's the shaita, so then chare can't be divorced because he can't do gershon. So just because he has an extra pair of hands, but he's doing the gershon. He's a shaita. Or a shot that the shliach is making the gershon, and it's you transfer to the shliach the rights to give the gershon. You transfer your rights to the shliach.
You know, so how could you theoretically then be responsible to get the Lamed Gimel Beis, whatever it is over there, and gets in, which we had to make a tekana because of Tikkun Olam, that if he's responsible to get after he sends it out, why would you have to be responsible to get if he initiated? That's it. He can't do anything anymore.
Okay, he mivato the shlichus or mivato the get. Maybe it's his get. I don't know.
But if it's in a pasha, he needs to. According to that understanding, he must be that he has to have das at the time of the nesina.
No, and no one holds that he has to have das at the time of the nesina. That's for sure not true. He's allowed to be sleeping.
I just mean that he's a bar das.
So that's a machlekes rishonim, if he has to be a bar das. So one side is that he has to, it's a machlekes rishonim, that does he have to be a bar das at the time of the nesina? So one side is that the you're giving your bitis to the shliach, and now the shliach's doing the ma'isa. But David Harris, I remember, you know, this is already from when he was in yeshiva, remember, he was very much adamant against such a pshat. He said it's bizarre to say that someone else can divorce your wife. I thought that was a bizarre. There's a base mayor in Gittin that says that there's a havamina that you can give a get acher misa if you make a shliach, because since the he gave the bayis to the shliach. So who cares that you're dead? And Rabbi Harris thought it was like the most very, very strange. He wasn't even wasn't ready to be geir in such a shot. You know, even though the base mayor says it, what can you do? But the that's the famous chakira. The famous chakira is pshat and shlichus, is that you're handing over the bayis to the shliach, or pshat is, it's like as if you did it. The shliach is just another pair of hands. So if you learn pshat and shlichus, that you're handing over the bayis to the shliach, it's very hard to hear chatzar. Chatzar can't do anything. Chatzar is, like someone said, is a rock. Chatzar is an inanimate object. How can the chatzar be the shliach? If it's your yad, okay. If the shliach is, you have another, through shlichus, you get an extra pair of hands. Okay, maybe. But if the pshat and shlichus is that the shliach is making the gershon, that sounds very, very strange. Why in the world would you anyone say that chatzar is a shliach?
If it's just a yad, then how come a katana can't do it? Why isn't the
shlichus? Katana could do it. If he's saying if it's yad, then a katana could do it.
No, that's but if shlichus is yad.
I didn't say shlichus is yad. Shlichus is a system that turns them into you, but you need the system of shlichus to make it into you.
And she can't do that.
She can't use the system of shlichus.
Why but exactly?
What's funny in the Gemara is that it seems random. The machlokes. I'm saying this is if you would be a non-Chavetz Chaim person, they would love this Gemara. Like, what is the machlokes in Svara? You know, like this is a great sukkah to smoke a cigar and just to philosophize. Why does one day a hold that it's mistabra to say, I mean, the Gemara doesn't quote any rayas. No quote, I mean the Mary Gemara has a kasha from Sheikh Raver, but at this point, the Gemara doesn't quote any rayas, and the Gemara doesn't bring any mekairas. The Gemara just sounds like it's a machlekes and svara. Which is more logical? Is it a shliach or is it yad?
It
sounds like Rashi has, no?
Okay, so we should read Rashi. Well, that's a good point. Which way is Rashi mashma?
No, he just quotes Pesukim.
I mean, the Gemara is going to quote Pesukim.
For both or just on one side? You're not going to let you get away so easy, Yoni.
I think both.
Okay, but I don't think so. Let's read Rashi. But you're right something. So I give you credit. Okay.
Why? How does shlichus make any sense in the application? The chatzar is already your chatzar. What's the shlichus going to add on top of that?
No, the Torah says that your chatzar is automatically your shliach.
But what's added in the metzias? Like it's already my chatzar. Like my eved is already.
Why does your chatzar work for you? So he works for you because he's your. No, not because he's yours. Because he's yours, he becomes your shliach, and he works for you because he's your shliach.
What is the shlichus adding to the picture? The chatzar it's this rock without a shliach is my rock. That's my
rishus. He's not you. A rock is not you.
So this is like a wild xeris akasav to say this rock is now a human being with like we look at it as like a live, animate, living, breathing person.
And if it's shlichus, so the shlichus makes it you. Yad.
This is not like a wild xeris akasav.
Even yad is also a wild xeris akasav. This is your yad.
Yad just means it's your rishus. That's like the mashmos of a yad called Torah Kula. Like it says, I think the drush of Vikach has called.
Okay, well, yad means
you see, yad means rishus. It's under your control. In your shlichus, it means it's in your yad. And you have it's a chasam mishtameris, so the big moat surrounding it with the whole army. It's in your control. But what is so fine? So that's why you have so the yad is helping makes in your rishus. But what is the shliach adding to the picture?
Okay, 1 second. I have to go ahead and take care of my battery. This is not charged. All right,
hold it. Video probably turned off automatically when the battery thing kicked in.
1 second. Are we back in here?
We hear Rebbe, you just don't see anything. But
you don't see anything. All right, I don't know why. I plugged it in.
Could be that there's a Rebbe actually bumps into the stop video.
I don't know.
The bottom left corner.
I don't think that's. Let me get my daughter. Hold it. I'm sorry. Naya, can you help me here?
Hey. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Rebbe, are we talking about chatzer working in general, like Yad or Shlipas, or just for the Derabbanan institution of Katana?
We're talking in general, but it's just a nafka mina is as far as Katana. In other words, it seems to be a machlokes in always whether chatzer works by Yad or Shlipas. It's not just here. It's a machlokes everywhere. And it has a ramification as far as Katana, because Katana doesn't have a shriach.
What about by Metzia? By a katan by Metzia?
What?
By a katan, a katana, by Metzia. When we say normally it's by Metzia Dalaramas, right? And we say that's working, let's say, Ab Mitam Chatzer. That was also Mitam Shlichas? According to Amman Damar?
I would assume so.
I'm saying it's not as bezundra gittin dikadin over here. That's machlokes, but normally.
Okay, I don't know. You say bezundra din, you make it somewhere alumdic.
I'm trying anything here.
Learn a few Yiddish words, and all of a sudden sounds lumdish.
Yeah. Okay. Let's read Rashi. Yoni K said we should look at Rashi. I'm sorry. I'm get the light bulb in your eyes. I just don't have where to sit where the light won't be there. But now I had to make a new extension. All right, I'm sorry.
Like Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel.
Okay.
Maybe we'll see the birds will start dropping soon.
Okay. Anyway, so we have as follows. Let's see Rashi. Tada ain't no chatzer. In Zarek La Baila get the Tokhatsir. Oh, we did that, Rashi. Shum Yodis Raboy. Sixiv in Nasam Biyada. Biyada Rishusa Mashma. Sixiv Ayikachets Arsam Biyada. So here I think Yoni is right that Rashi sounds like he's explaining why we think it's Rishus, because it says Nasam Biyada, and Yada means Rishus. So we see that Rishus is good, and we have a pasuk in Bamidbar that Yada is Rishus. Because Ayikach is called Artso Miyado. Obviously, Miyado doesn't mean physical Yad, because you can't hold land in your hand. So you see from that pasuk that Yado is referred to your Rishus. So you see that Yada is, that a Rishus is called Yada. So that pasuk, then I agree. I think Yonah is right, that Rashi brings a pasuk that chotzer mishum yada is rabbi. Okay. Let's keep on reading. Keicha disla yad, the misha yodas lishmor es gita migurashes. As long as she has das, the domiyat rachmana edas saita the mishalcha v'hi chozeres. I don't know why Rashi brings that in, but okay. So mishum shlichus is rabbi. That's the other day.
What's by saita? What's he talking about?
What?
What's he talking about by Saita?
No, they're different than that. Even though a Ktara can get divorced, but if she's a Shaita, then she can't get divorced. He says, so she's so young that she has a halachic din of a Shaita, then you can't divorce a girl. So that's a big problem halachically. If the wife becomes a Shaita, you can't divorce her because she's not Mishalcha Veina Chozeres. Okay, but that's not for our sugya. That's less than
that. She's not a shaita because she's just so young that she considers shaita.
Yeah, in other words, she was like 3 years old, so you couldn't divorce her. Okay, Mishum Shichas is Rabbi. So here's the other tzad. Me the Rabbi Rachmana Shlichus Adam. Since the Torah says Shlichus for a person, Kinitanya Mishonach Milamish Ish Osa Shliach. Shokha Milamish Ish Osa Shliach. It's Rabbi Nami Chatzera Tahavin Ekeshlucha. So I don't see Rashi saying why we say that. He's just saying, he's just explaining. Once the Torah, since the Torah says Shlichus work, it's Rabbi Nami Chatzera Tahavin Ekeshlucha. But where do we get that from? How do you know? Why is Chatzera a Shliach? I mean, Lechara, you need a... Let me just get the problem. In other words, Rashi just says, since the Torah says Shlichus works, because we have a pasuk, so therefore Chatzer also works as a Shliach. A Shliach is... a Goy can't be your Shliach. Only a Yisrael can be a Shliach. Ma'ata b'nei b'embris, ata the Shliach b'nei b'ris. A Shliach has to be in the bar kwisis. It has to be someone who can't give a get, can't be a Shliach for a gerusha. A Chatzer, Pashas, is missing all the normal requirements of Shlichus.
Well, it's not a normal application of Shlichus either.
Right, there's no Mino Shlichus.
It's not, you're not taking someone else to make them into you. Like the fundamental, isn't the fundamental point?
The Shlichus doesn't seem to, Shlichus, you have to have a Mino Shlichus. And the Shliach has to agree to be your Shliach. And, but this is not, so where is Rashi? Rashi doesn't bring any source. It just says, right? And this is, Yoni, I'm just looking at the Rashi. Me the Rabbi Achmana Shlichus Adam. Since the Torah says Shlichus, as he have a pasuk, it's Rabbi Nami Chatzera. I mean, why?
Why can't we say that this is the pashtus? The pashtus is that v'nasan biyada means that it has to go into her hand. And Rashi's earlier explanation is the one that needs a little bit extra explanation because pashtus is biyada, and therefore you need shlichus to extend it to anything else. The first Rashi was the bigger chiddush, and that was the one he needed to explain outright. But the pashtus is v'nasan biyada means it has to go into her hand exactly.
Meaning, if it's not your hand, it's
one second. You're saying like this. You're saying that we know you can divorce a lady by giving it to her into her yad. That's probably into her chatzer. That's a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says that a lady can be divorced. Nasan biyada.
I'm
looking at the two lines in the bottom.
Yeah,
to expand it. So you're saying that the pshat in Rashi is that since Benasam the other work that she does in herself, so it's Mistavra, and the Torah is now Mar Bechatzer, so it's Mistavra to say a Shliach, because then it's Mamish her. Right? That's your pshat. Maybe that's not a bad shot. Okay, the problem that we were having is I also, by the way, I have no clock here, so someone has to tell me when we're over.
I mean, it's only 6:45 right now, so we're good.
Okay, I just have to tell me. So the my computer has a time on it. This thing.
Arizona time, it's 6:45.
Okay. Anyway, so again, so the problem that we're having in Rashi is that Rashi goes ahead and explains Pshat and the Mandamar that Chatzer is Mishum Yad, because he quotes a pasuk of V'yikach es Arza Miyado. So that shows that a Rishus is called Yad. But Rashi doesn't bring any source whatsoever to explain Mehechi Teisei et Shliach.
Because isn't that the Mela, Rebbe? Meaning, we know the Chatzer is Kaina. So if right. Chatzer is not Yad, it must be Shliach. It's the only other
Who says it's not Yad? We say a wild Yad makes sense. Here's a wild Svara.
For whatever reason.
How can you say wild Svara like that? Like, what right do you have to like just invent such a wackadoodle Svara and say like, oh, it's Shliach. Rocks are Shlichos. Makes sense. Like, No, you need a very strong hatcher.
Yeah, I don't see you. Where? How come you're not on my picture?
Aaron Hirschberg is not doing video right now. He's boycotting.
Because I'm eating supper. Okay. At the same time.
Okay. I just hear a voice and no face. Okay, I agree with you. It's a very strange. And it's a very, but so Avram Max is saying a svara, which is maybe not so bad, is that because the pasuk says it works. Now that if I didn't have a pasuk that it worked, then ain't a chinami. Without any pasuk to say that chaser works as a shliach would be absurd. But the pasuk says it works, and yeah.
The pasuk of Vidasa Biyada says it works. Like
Nasan Biyada.
That's not like other, but like that drusha should be mashma. It works because it's yad. That's what the pasuk saying. Vinasan Biyada. So you want to use Vinasan to expand the definition of yad? Fine. To use Vinasan to somehow trend, like come up with a whole new Zaitaga Indian here. Like we're
okay. It's very strange.
Is this that you need the extra in Bayad? He's bringing an extra puzzle. Bayad is also Rishus.
Right, that's where our problem is. That if you would have asked us, I would agree with Aaron Hertzberg that in Svara, Yad sounds much more easy because the Chotzer is your property. So you hear that my property is an extension of myself. If someone gets damaged, and you know, goes into your house and trips on your sidewalk, you have to pay. You're responsible for your property. Your property is part of you.
Even the fact that it has to be Mishnameris supports that, right? Even Mishnameris means it's all because you're God if it's Mishnameris.
Okay, but
yes, the Gemara has like Tanoim, what makes a Yad. It's like the Yukah or Smucha, Mishnameris, the Baita, and so on.
The Shliach sounds like a very, very strange startup. So the question is, where? So why is there a machlokes in the Gemara? So what's interesting is that Rashi brings the Mekor to the Mandamer and says Chotzer Mishum Yad. Rashi doesn't bring any Mekor to the Mandamer Chotzer Mishum Shliach. So it makes it sound, like Avram Max said, that the Pashtus is Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. Even though I would have said the other way. I would say that Chotzer is a Shliach seems absurd. Because there's no mina shlichus, there's no agreeing a shlichus. The shliach is not there's no das. The shliach is an inanimate object. Not going to be a shliach. But the mashmos from Rashi is definitely mashma that way. That the pashas is chotzer mishum shliach. If you have no pasuk, we automatically assume it's a shliach. It's because we have a pasuk that makes sense of yad because of this. The ikach that's go arts on miyado, therefore there's a mandamar that says chotzer mishum yado is rabbi. Okay.
Is this midaraisa midrabanan?
This is midaraisa. Worship chat is midaraisa. Chotzer is kinda the Gemara on the bottom of the Amid brings a pasuk that chotzer works midaraisa. The Nasan the Gemara brings it pasuk, the bottom of the Amid, the two lines from the bottom. Yada, any other yada, gina, chatzera, karfifa, minayat, amin, nasan, mikomakom. So this is a deraisa diga get. So the shaila is this deraisa diga din that chatzer works, is it yad or is it chatzer, is it shriach? And then afkamina would be whether it applies to a katkatan. Yeah, I'm sorry. What did Abram want to say?
If there's a pasuk of Inasam, so then why are we assuming that it works mitam shlichus or mitam yad? Maybe it's there's a new institution called chatzer.
Because so we said a little bit that it's not the way what we quoted this tesis somewhere that we only find by gittin. Then you have to use a system of inasam biyada. You can't make a, if you're makta the lady to get with chalipin, it doesn't work. So if there's a new institution, it would be like a kinyan chalipin. And it's like there's one system. What the Torah is doing is the Torah is saying that this works through the same, this also follows that system. Amy, I mean, not, in other words, it's a ribuy in the system.
Right. So isn't the system really, there's only one system called Yad, and then Shliach just somehow either one of the two ways.
Well, Yad is Kamoiso. Her own Yad is not Yad. Her own Yad is better than Yad. Her own Yad is her. So the Shliach is mom is also her. So it there's two different ways of being. The Amy had a Yada. Yada is her. Trying to get
isn't Yada also like Yosei Adin Yad that you need to
so one second Yada means her. You don't need it's not a din. When you put it in her hand, it's mamish her. So when we have a shayda, now the Torah says you can put it in her chotzer. So the shayda is it's the chotzer her yad or the chotzer her shliach. Now the ma'isa I saw quoted that the Chaim asked the question. As long as we're getting into the problem here on the suya, that he says, how in the world can you say chotzer mitam shliach? What's the kinyan? What kinyan is a chotzer doing? Let's say the chotzer is your shliach. Okay, now what?
Well, that's
so he says. So what if the chotzer is your kinyan? But where is he? So he says,
what's the question?
Even if you say chotzer mitam kinyan. Mitam shliach, you're still gonna have to say that's working through yada. In other words, not hagbah.
Is the chotzer doing a hagbah, so to speak?
No. Hagbah wouldn't work. We say hagbah. I'm typhus, the same typhus. If the lady would be magbia the get, she wouldn't be divorced because you have to be the kinyan of gershon. Pashup shan the gemara is like this. The kinyan of Gershon is you give the get to the lady. That's the kinyan of Gershon. The Pazik says if you give the get to her chotzer, it's considered as if you gave it to the lady, which means the kinyan is giving it to the lady. The question is, how is giving it to her chotzer considered like you gave it to the lady? Is it considered like you gave it to the lady because the chotzer is the lady? It's shlucha. So the chotzer is the lady, or the chotzer is the yad of the lady, right? The yad of the lady means that it's like a lower dimension of her, I think.
How do we know?
Why is yad lower than Rebbe?
How does Rebbe quote the bottom of the Gemara? How does Rebbe quote the bottom of the Gemara? The Gemara over there is saying on the bottom that it's not mitam shlichas because of the yad of the nasan. We're in the Havamina with mitam shlichas.
But there's that pasuk, everyone has to agree with that pasuk. That's the pasuk.
That's not mitam. That's because that's what tells us it's not mitam shlichas. That's the Gemara's answer.
But I don't think the Gemara.
That's Rashi. Rashi says the bottom. That's Rashi in the bottom.
You have to have a pasuk that chotzer works. No, I don't think anyone can say that without a pasuk, chotzer works. Without a pasuk, that sounds ridiculous.
We're making an extension of the word v'shilach. That's what Rashi's saying. We're making an extension of the word v'shilach.
I don't know. I don't agree. That just sounds.
That's the bottom Rashi. Rebbe's Gemara. The bottom Rashi. Yeah, that's the bottom Rashi. I think Tam Lavan Asim Mikamak Midlokz V'Yada Neither Derash like that. The Yiddish of Shlichas Hakavaksiva Hakidatani V'Sholcha Malam Shishas Shliach. If it's Mitam Shlichas Mifam V'Sholcha.
Okay, I understand that the Gemara later has a raya, but first you have to know that chotzer works. Only way we know chotzer works is from that drush on the bottom of the page. If we didn't have that drush on the bottom of the page, there'd be nothing to talk about. No one's going to walk in and say that chotzer works without a pasuk.
Okay? Not the half of it is the shilach. That's all I'm saying.
I don't. Okay, we're welcome to disagree.
Why would you
have to use some Yiddish term? Well, we'll disagree.
Why would Yada be less?
I'm under the impression. Let me just put down that chotzer without a pasuk, no one would ever say misvara the chotzer works. The Torah wrote it there as a chotzer the chotzer works. That's the pasuk on the bottom of the page. Yeah, now we have a machlokes. How does it work? So the is it the chotzer is mamish is your yad? Or the chotzer is your shliach. There's two different ways of becoming you. So there's okay. Then you don't agree.
Rashi says the Feirish. I'm not coming like that. Rashi's saying this is Rashi. We're learning from the Shilach. We're making an extension. It is a pasuk. It's called the Shilach.
I don't think you can make a chotzer your shliach.
Absolutely.
There's a shliach has to be a ben bris. Ma'atem b'nei bris, av shulchachem b'nei bris. Ma'atem, it has to be bar creases, right? Eved can't be a shliach because he's not in bar creases. Even though an Eved can be a shliach for other things, but it can't be a shliach for a get because not a bar creases. A chotzer is not a b'nei bris. A chotzer is not a b'nei krisis. A chotzer has no mean or shlichus.
That's only by human, but maybe when it's mine.
You have to agree to be the chef. You have to be mekabel the minoy. There's so many constraints in chotzer being a shliach. I can't believe that we learn it out just from a pasuk of the shliach. I'm sorry.
Rabbi Nami? Rabbi just read the Rashi. I don't mind. What does Rabbi say? It's Rabbi Nami Chatzera, the Havio Kishlutza.
That's a word about the bottom of the Gemara. He disappeared from me. I don't know what happened to him.
He left me.
Oh, you're there. Okay, you're back. Anyway, the Avram Max said like this. He said that there's a pasuk that tells us chotzer works. That pasuk on the bottom of the page. And the svara of Yad is not so logical for some reason. Therefore, the mashmos of the pasuk is mashma, that it's, you know, they know the way Gershon works, it's you got to give it to the lady. So it had to be shlichus. Anyway, it's definitely a difficult Gemara. I don't know.
Doesn't it seem the split is at this point? We don't even know why Chatzar works differently by Getz and other places. And the bottom of the page, we're willing to say that when by Getz, Chatzar can work Mishum Yad, and in other cases, by Metzia, Chatzar could work, maybe even Tam Shlichus. I mean, that's what the Gemara is not willing to make at this point. Right? Isn't that what's going on?
We're not getting to that yet. Right. Right now, we don't have any such discussion yet. But right now, we're just saying that, in other words, there's two ways that the chutzner can be you. Can be you because it, I mean, I'm not sure which way is more you. Yad is intrinsically you. It's like it's really you. Shliach is artificial. I'm not sure which way is more you. Like a yad, my yad is really me. My yad is me. You don't have to make a yad into you. Your yad is automatically you. Shliach is, you don't have to make the shliach into you. So it's an artificial process. So you turn someone that's not you into you.
It's almost like kaycha and kaycha.
I don't know. So what, some reason. So we have like this. So Tana has a yad. The Kana can't have a shliach. So if the chatzer is me, because the chatzer is intrinsically me, the chatzer is my yad. So the Ketana has a yad. But if the chotzer has to be turned into me, even though you don't need a mina shlichus, right? You don't need a mina shlichus. Chotzer becomes turned into you automatically without a mina shlichus. So then it can't work by a Ketana because Ketana doesn't have shlichus. Ketana doesn't have shlichus.
But she has chia.
I don't know.
What's the svar that Yada is less not as much you as a shliach?
No, maybe Yada's more you than a shliach.
Rabbi said there might be a svara that Yada is less you than a shliach.
That's what Avram Max was trying to say, but I'm not really sure I hear that. You're right.
Especially by chotzer, it sounds a little.
Yada is automatically you. Yada is my hand. This is my hand. That's me. I don't have to. The difference between Yada and shliach seems to be that a shliach, you have to make into a shliach. It's not automatically you. While a yad is automatically you. So a ketana can't make something into you. Now, it's a little sure. Did anyone here remember the Rashiva's Pupusher of Ger Katan? Anyone here have such a recollection?
Suvis. Dafir Aleph.
Yes. Isn't there a Rakiva Eger there that says that, the Ger Katan, the Gemara over there says that a Ger Katan Bezin are zeicha to mimikarish the ger.
That's because schusrim gets.
Wait, one second. Let me just try. So choose zechia. So frak type is the kasha. If zechia is mitam shliches and ain't shliches the katan. So how does zechia work? That type is the kasha. Taivis in Sanhedrin said it's drabanan, but Taivis, the regular Taivis says it's, it seems to include works as deraisa. So how does chia work? So Taivis answers. So the Kiva Eger, I'm pretty sure, said over there that even if chia is mitam shlichus, but since chia doesn't need a minu shlichus, so a katan can have chia, because the only reason why a katan can't have shlichus. Because the katan can't do the mina shlichus. Right? I think that's Rabbi Akiva Eger. Does anyone sound familiar?
Yeah. The same lambda. So it's like the anantahati that he would have made him a shliach. Therefore, that's somehow that's like lambdishly circumventing doing a mina.
Yeah, but it's saying he says that if you learn that you don't need a mina,
it definitely sounds familiar.
So then katan can have a shliach. So doesn't our Gemara, this Gemara, shrug that up? Because this Gemara says that. Chatzar, you don't need a minui. Chatzar, if chatzar is mitam shlichus, it's mitam shlichus. You don't appoint your chatzar to be your shliach. Becomes automatically your shliach. And yet,
well, as long as the dash is on board, no,
a chatzar can't have a chatzar.
Why can't a chatzar have a chatzar?
You don't need minui shlichus. According to Rekiva Eger.
No, but according to Rekiva Eger, does that have to be good for him? Is part of it because of the fact that it's a schus for him?
No, that's just, you need schus in order to use there the system of
schus. No, I'm saying because here, Gufa, Get doesn't work. It's Get doesn't need a minu shlichus because it's not good for her.
It's 904.
Get, you need a minu shlichus because it's not good for her.
Okay, thank you. You saved me. Anyway, I'm just ridiculous. So that just summarized. I'm in a little awkward situation here, so I want to end. But I'm also kicking my daughter out of her house. It's not like it's one bedroom apartment there. But so that's just, there are two things that we don't understand so well in the sugya. The main thing we don't understand is it just sounds like a very strange machlekes, as if one person says yad and one says shliach, and they don't have any basis. So Avraham Mitkin was right that the Rashi seems to bring a pasuk for Yad, but he doesn't bring any source for Shlichas. He's the way I read Rashi, not the way Shmuel read Rashi. So it's a little strange. What's the side of saying Shlichas? It's like it's a Manda Machlekas. It just sounds like such a strange Machlekas. Like they just smoke a cigar, and one says Yad and one says Shlichas. Why should you say Shliach? Like I was an Aaron Hertzman. The pasuk says V'nasan Biyada. The Gemara says later. So Parshat Shad is Mashma Yad. Why should we assume it's Shlichus? And it's very strange. If Chatzar is your Shliach, there's no Mina Shlichus. There's no, we said if Shlichus works, if the Shliach does it, the Chatzar has no Das. Chatzar is not a Bar Das. How can a Shliach do something? Shliach can't do a Maisei Gershon. Shliach can't be a, how can a Shliach be when Shliach is Kaina, the Chatzar is Kaina. The Shliach has Das to be Kaina. How can you say Chatzar is a Shliach? It sounds very, very strange. And the second problem that we're having, and just mention it quickly in a minute, is that the Gemara says that if it's Misham Shlichus, then it doesn't work by a Katana, because Katana can't have Shlichus. So my recollection, he said, Rabbi Akiva Eger said that a Katana could have Shlichus if you don't need a Mina Shlichus. And since Chatzar is kind of without a Mina Shlichus, so then Tana should have a chatzar. Okay, we're gonna try, and hopefully I'll be back tomorrow on time also, assuming that my flights cooperate. I have a 2 o'clock flight leaving, so.